Speaking of brand new discs, I have a brand new disc right in my hand from the Womack Family Band. So what I'm going to do is, and speaking of the Womack Family Band, they are live in the studio as we speak. Chris Castle has brought them to the area as part of the Drenched Earth Tour, and they are here today to sort of introduce themselves to you and to me, so this is going to be fantastic. Name of this song is called Stars. Again, this is off the brand new disc by the Womack Family Band.
It's called Perfect World. Bankers and politicians exchanging positions, ever campaigning men, bye, bye, bye. Same men who conceived and constructed religion in boxes, three generations. Perfect world, perfect world. covered world, actors and musicians, necessary distractions to wars and acquisitions. Close your eyes, pay no attention to the king behind the curtain, more confident than certain. Perfect world, perfect world. Perfect world. Years of constant information, a billion screens all flickering in time, all in time, a century vacations, while half a dozen voices scream 600 stations. Perfect world, perfect world. Moneyed interests fuel mass ignorance, piggyback the poor man. What a ride, what a ride. They hide inside temples, re-crucifying Jesus, brewing corporate diseases. Perfect world, perfect world. As if position could keep you from the grave, as if everyone weren't heading there in line, in a line. Advances an illusion, it moves in one direction with a flawless execution. Perfect world, perfect world. Perfect world, perfect world.
Great song. A song called Perfect World that was recorded live right here at WSCA. Back the last time Chris Castle joined me live in the studio. Before that, we heard a song called Stars, and that's off of the brand new Womack Family Band CD. And Chris this time has drenched the earth and has brought the Womack Family Band to New Hampshire, soaking down the area. And we're making a mess here at WSCA.
That's right.
And this is fantastic. So welcome, welcome everybody.
Hello. Thank you, sir. It's great to be back here.
All right. Well, this is quite a crew you're bringing in with you today.
It's been rough, you know. I'm used to just rolling solo, maybe with two other cats, you know, playing as a trio when we tour. But, you know, I think last time I was here, I was telling everybody, venues, I believe I told you, you know, I'm going to have a special treat next time I come through here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I didn't realize what rolling with six people in a van with a trailer behind you entailed. You know, it's been a crazy couple of weeks, but it's been great. You know, I mean, we're all very close. We're all really good
friends. You're
forced
to be very close. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. You know, these days, literally. But right. I've known these guys for years, you know, at least a decade. They've been young musicians in the area who people always knew who these guys were, and they finally all joined forces, you know, just the last couple of years. And, yeah, I knew that one day they would be ready to come out and, you know, play for people. And
right.
I wouldn't be able to hold back from sharing them with the rest of the world, you know. So
well,
you, of course, were my first thought, man.
You know, I always want to know about the best and upcoming
yeah.
musicians, and you're good for that, so thank you.
Yeah.
So what I think we'll do, they're all here. We'll come back and we'll talk to all you guys in just a bit. But why don't we do something live? That's
cool.
That's why we're here.
Well, the Drenched Earth Tour, we've been breaking into three sets. It's a three-act production, and the third of which is my new collection of songs of God and Man Beneath the Sun. And this is the title track to that collection. Tumbling down the street like a drunken acrobat. Nowhere to go, no one to meet, not a clue where he's at. It ain't the life inside him, but the life around him that leads him on. Just like you and me and everything. Back when you and I were all right with the way it was. Not a thought to reasons why, just
let it do what it does. We'd sit around for hours talking about nothing up till the dawn. Yeah, just breathing air and not a care beneath the sun. So a single drop of water fell upon a yellow ball, and it rolled around just long enough to spawn us all. Just a single drop of water falling on and on and on. Day began, gonna stand and demand a change. Best laid schemes of God and man all answer to a hard rain. Heavy as a brick being thrown from a building down to the lawn. Man, them crazy dreams are all the same beneath the sun. So a single drop of water fell upon a yellow ball, and it rolled around just long enough to spawn us all. Just a single drop of water falling on and on and on. A single drop of water, a
single drop of water,
rolling around just long enough. A single drop of water,
single drop of water,
single drop of water, and roll around and round and round and round. Yeah, single drop of water, yellow ball, and roll around. Just a single drop of water falling on and on and on.
Wow. That's fantastic. You guys are all right. That was awesome. I've Gone a Man Beneath the Sun. That was Chris Castle with the Womack Family Band live in the WSCA studios. That was something special. Let me tell you that right now. That was great. These guys are going to be performing tonight over at the Elysium Arts Folk Club over in Rollinsford. And I encourage you to definitely get on over there and see this. It's going to be cool. So, Chris, you kind of, this was it your idea to bring these guys out, or did you?
Oh, for sure.
It was your idea. You said you're coming with me.
Oh, yeah.
They weren't saying.
They really didn't have much of a choice in the matter.
Oh, okay.
You know, I mean, I don't know. I've never, like, done this before. I've never brought other musicians and like, purposely to help break their careers a bit, mm-hmm. to get them out there and share them with others, you know. But like I said, I've known these guys since they were very young. I've always respected them musically. They've always been good kids, you know. And I guess the rule was always just, like, don't ever ask me about, like, going out or, like, making connections and stuff. When the time comes, I'll ask you, you know. And that was almost like an unspoken sort of thing, you know. Just everybody knew it. When the time was right, I would ask them,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I mean, that's the case with anybody. If I know anyone that, you know, that I see them working at something and I might be able to, you know, help in some way. And I mean, they're helping me, you know, a great deal, because it's been a lot of fun traveling with a whole group. I haven't played with a band in years.
Well, what a great sound. I mean, you guys definitely, to that song right there, you played that last time you were here, but you brought a lot to that song. So that was, not that it needed to be brought, but it sounded good. So good for you guys for coming out. So how has it been for you? I could introduce the band to everyone at home. I'll just say a few names. You're not going to know who they are until you go to the show tonight. But Tony, Haley, Noah, Jake, and Corey. That was pretty good of me, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Wow, man.
I've never
didn't
that
look
good.
Down at the sheet, man. That's great.
That, well, that's the last time that'll happen. But so how is that? How has it been? How has it been coming out with Chris and coming out this this Far East?
It's been great. I mean, I came with him a few years ago, about 2008, when he was recording Crazy Wind, and I made it to this area and fell in love with it. But as far as playing on Chris's songs, I mean, we grew up with him as, you know, his brother had the music store, and Chris was always the crazy songwriter guy that always had the great big plans, and, you know, he was following through with them, you know, and you know, he was a mentor of my senior project, and it's an honor to be able to work with him, and it's just sort of, I guess, a great coincidence that he happens to be, like, one of our best friends and, like, a big brother to us.
Well, it's a blessing anyway, that's for sure. Well, good for you. You guys just released a brand new album, the Womack Family Band.
That's right.
And the obvious question is, why the Womack Family Band? Where does Womack come in here? I don't see any Womacks as far as the last names go.
There's not a one of them that is not a Womack. But, I mean, if you think about the fact that Tony was playing with me over the last couple of years, and think of some of the circles of people that we have had the privilege of working with, especially the East Nashville guys.
Mm-hmm.
And so you playing Will Kimbrough, that you're on the right track as to how they became the Womack Family Band. You know, I mean, I don't know. Every time someone has asked you guys that, you sort of like, you know...
Well, the short answer is we got it from outer space.
All right.
You know, that's the
that
easy
works.
One.
Yeah.
The long one would probably be that, you know, we played with Tommy Womack. We know Tommy, and I know that Tony took a great interest in Tommy's work, especially like Alpha Male and the Canine Mystery Blood. I don't know if you know that track, but, man, you have to know
I'll
it.
I'll have to get into that.
You have to know it. If you're familiar with the work of Bill Hicks, the comedian.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy sets out to be the Bill Hicks of music, and I mean, you know, that I think that is the long answer, is that you dug what Tommy stood for, and we thought it would be funny one night to call these guys the Womack Family Band, and then suddenly it kind of just stuck
right on,
you know.
Hey,
and people think they're family straight up, because, you know, Noah and Haley
are and Haley
our siblings.
Are related, yeah,
yes, so.
So might as well call it a family band.
Yeah,
and
when
you're stuck in a van, you know, for 6 weeks,
it might as well be family.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, you are family at that point.
All right, that's right on. Well, congratulations on the new disc. We just heard Stars. I played that a little bit earlier. That was Haley singing that. And did you wrote that as well?
I did.
All right, this isn't working for me. Hold on. I'm turning up that vocal. Try it again.
Yeah. I really
you still sound a little far away, but we're going to have to go with that. No worries. So we talked about the family band and the different members of the band. You wrote that. Tell me about how the songwriting has come together and how this project came together, as a other than what Chris just said.
Well, I guess as far as the songwriting goes, when it came to, like, lyrical content, that's a personal thing. So I guess the three of us, we'd have an idea and we'd just bring it to the band. And then as far as production goes, everybody would kind of help and the song would form there. But
the skeleton of a song is probably usually formed in a bedroom alone. Mm-hmm. Most times I've found through other songwriters. So then when you have the skeletal structure of a song, you have the lyrics, you have your chord progression, and then if you're blessed to have, you know, bandmates who can help you bring that to life without the other production, guitars or upright basses, you know, clarinets or whatnot, then I think that's where, like, the band can really bring a song to life.
Mm-hmm. So tell me about the album as a whole. I mean, that album right there, you know, when I was picture, you know, I know Chris and I know his style of music. When I was listening to that, it took me somewhere else. And of course, I haven't dug into it, but it did take me a place that I didn't really expect to go. So tell me about the sound of the band itself.
Well, we are in love with music, head over heels. Mm-hmm. I mean, I like to call us music dorks, because, I mean, we could talk about it all day, any time period. And as far as, like, the sound, we just started collecting instruments. You know, the songwriting process can happen usually with a piano or an acoustic guitar, but through auctions, garage sales, you know, great purchases, great finds, we started collecting instruments. So as far as the production on the record, it was, you know, we looked around our living room and we said, okay, well, what do we have? You know, well, maybe we could use this on this particular track. So it just formed because it's really based on melody. Because you can play a melody on any instrument, and then you just find the one you prefer the best, whether it's a French horn or a saxophone or a guitar.
Right on. Well, I'm looking forward to digging into it and seeing how it sounds. But now that you're all right here in studio, let's see if we can make it come out live.
Cool.
How's that?
I think Noah will lead us on this one, on his tunes.
Yeah.
Want me to lower that?
I just didn't know if it'd like make a noise or something.
All right. We're all about noises here.
This one's called When the Winter Breaks.
All right.
Ready? When the winter finally breaks, I'm gonna take you down to the riverside. Oh, it's been a long, long time, been a long, long time. When the trees are wearing leaves, I'm gonna love you. I'm gonna love you by the river's edge. Oh, it's been a long, long time, been a long, long time, been a long, 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 long time. But baby, when the autumn winds start blowing, they're gonna carry me away. Ooh-ooh. When your hands and heart turn frozen, I'm gonna turn to you and say, hey. When the winter finally breaks, I'm gonna want you. I want you more than you could ever know. Oh, it's been a long, long time. It's been a long, long time. When the hills have turned to green, I'm gonna give you, I'm gonna give you all I got to give. Oh, it's been a long, long time. It's been a long, long time. Been a long, long, when the days turn cold and the sky turns gray, I'm gonna leave this place. Oh, when the snow begins to drift, I'm gonna lift my feet and I'll be on my way. Hey, when the winter finally breaks, I'm gonna need you. Gonna need you more than you need me. Oh, it's been a long, long time. Been a long, long time. Been a long, 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 long time. Been a long, 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 long time. Been a long, 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 long.
Fantastic. That's a Womack Family Band right there. Nora on lead vocals and guitar. Thank you so much. Wanted to ask you, since so is it basically you guys were all just neighbors, or is that how it come together? Or how did the band itself, how did these personalities come into the band?
Well, obviously I've known Haley my whole life.
Yeah.
But Tony I met way back in, like, grade school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, before middle school even. Back then we just played Star Wars games and stuff like that, you know, but eventually we both turned to music, and we've been playing music together since I was about 13 or 14 years old. And then just through, you know, random meetings and playing music, you meet other people. We met Jake. He lived just like another town over, and he started playing. Actually, you met him through school, didn't you?
Yeah, I went to school with Jake and had the pleasure of, you know, playing some Beatles tunes with him in a hotel on a college field trip. And, you know, we sort of connected there, like, wow, I mean, you like good music too. Wow, okay, great, you know. And And Corey has always been in the local music scene, so I mean, it was always crossing paths, and when the time was right and we were all available, we just came together and wanted to play some music. So.
And how long has it been? How long has the family band been together?
About a year and a half. Yeah. Uh-huh. 2 years almost.
Almost 2 years.
Great.
Doesn't seem like it sometimes, but yeah, about 2 years.
Does it seem longer than that or not that long? It
doesn't seem that long ago that we decided to do this thing.
Oh, that's cool. So when Chris said that, you know, when he saw that you guys were ready, that he'd take you out, how did he approach the, you know, the Drenched Earth tour? How did he say, this is what we're doing? Well, and did you say...
He showed him some demos.
Yeah.
He was out.
Yeah, he was here in April. Mm-hmm. And when he came home, we had been demoing some stuff, and he was like, wait a minute, you know? And one of the first things he said, I mean... was like, I don't have to do this alone now. I mean, you know, this is great, guys. You know, keep doing this. Finish the record. I mean, we were knee-deep in the demos and trying to get the tracking done. And he was just sort of like, all right, September's it, you know, and we're going to do this. So, you know, then the Drenched Earth Tour just sort of formed through, you know, garage talk and just talking about, you know, productions versus, you know, just a standard rock concert. And we wanted to try something adventurous. I think he might be a better...
I have to admit that when I got back from this place in April and I heard their demos, like I didn't know if I wanted to weep or I wanted to laugh hysterically. I couldn't figure out what my reaction should be because I was overwhelmed by the idea of not having to do this alone. Uh-huh. You know, we come from a place where, you know, we're at 13% unemployment rate in our home county now, and that's good news on the front page because it used to be 18%. You know, and there's just not a lot back there, you know, and it's like the people there are great people. There's just not an economy and there's not really a cultural center. There's, you know, the sense of community here is really, really strong, you know. But, you know, so long story short with that, I just felt like I won't always have to be the only one doing this, you know. And I know other people from other parts of the country that do exactly what I do, which is... travel around in a van and play for people, and some nights you have a huge crowd and some nights you're playing for one or two people, you know, and you just continually do it. Mm-hmm. No matter what. And when I heard their demos, I just thought, okay, I've known these guys a long time, and suddenly I don't have to be alone anymore. Right. In this, you know.
Well, so. It's great. I mean, you guys joining together, at least on that first time, it's fantastic, and your solo stuff is great. You played at the Blue Mermaid last night.
And
did you, Tony, did you get a chance to meet Dan Walker before?
No, actually, Chris had met him at a Live Earth event that was going on in 2007 at the Stone Church, right? Mm-hmm. At the Stone Church here in New Hampshire. And I didn't get a chance to meet him until last night. And he's great.
Yeah,
great,
he's fantastic.
Great singer.
How did that go last night? Did he join you guys? And
Well, no, but you know what's funny is afterward he said, you know, I wanted to, man. I wanted to get back up there, and he would have been more than welcome to. It just hadn't been discussed, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, he can make an acoustic guitar sound like a grand piano.
He's
you know,
fantastic.
The
really
whole
is.
His thumb on his right hand, man. Like, the technique that he's got there is just amazing. And I don't know, I just thought, wow, he sounds like a full band. By himself, you know, he gets a six-string guitar to sound like a full band. So, yeah, and I had first met Dan in 2007 when I first met you, actually, you know. And, heck, that night in particular, I met Dan and George Brown and Charlie Strader, right?
Yeah.
Who is playing with Dan now.
Right, yeah.
You know, as part of that trio. A lot of people, man. Elsa Cross,
yeah.
Yeah. And then Sarah Cox. And John Nolan and all the great musicians of this area,
You met the cream of the crop.
Oh,
here
for
in,
sure,
in
man.
New Hampshire for
and
sure.
I knew it. You know, I knew that night that those guys were the cream of the crop. All pro level players, all great writers and great performers. So, you know, when we were looking at coming back this time around, I got a hold of George to open the house concert in Newmarket a couple nights ago, which was awesome because he's playing with a great trio now. And last night Dan opened the show and he was great. Let us park the van out on the street in front of the house and catch some Z's early this morning. But beautiful family that guy's got.
Absolutely. So, well, that's good. I'm glad it worked out. I'm glad you guys are getting to connect with the musicians here. And hopefully it becomes a symbiotic thing where it's going back and forth. And hopefully you come out here more often. So this is good.
Oh, for
so.
Sure.
Well, we'd hope to. We'd love to.
Yeah. Well, tonight you're going to be performing over at the Lyceum Arts Folk Club.
We
which
are.
Which would be great.
One of the best venues in the country, as so, far as I'm concerned.
I encourage everyone to get on over there and see these guys for sure. Is it just going to be, what's tonight going to look like?
Man, tonight is going to be, I come out and this drenched earth thing is I start the show, I'll play a song just with an acoustic guitar, Tony comes out and joins me with an acoustic, Noah comes out with a bass, we all do right. a three-part harmony, Haley
slow
comes out
builds.
And we've got a four, yeah, yeah, and until, you know,
until the
Webb
tidal
comes
wave.
Out and then Jake comes out and then we're all up there and we're all assembled and we're still playing my originals, stuff that you know from Hollow Bones mm-hmm. and Crazy Wind, and then I exit stage left or wherever Joe wants me to exit and these guys do their set, which is their entire album from start to end, and then I come back out and we do my new collection from start to finish, and that's a three piece, there's like three different movements within the one piece, you know, it's pretty interesting, and it's been different with every single venue mm-hmm. that we've been to, it's been different, but
so when you say interesting, meaning?
Well, we've got a lot of instrumentation, mm-hmm. you know, and we're going to see how Joe feels about it when we get there. But in the trailer, we've got a Fender Rhodes piano. We've got a digital keyboard piano as well. We've got, well, we were traveling with the upright bass, but we had a terrible mishap with that a couple nights ago. We won't even talk about that in front of Tony. But three acoustic guitars, a bass, a drum set, clarinet, alto sax, some trumpets and cornets.
That's going to be a fantastic show.
Mandolin, banjo, at times we've got up to the like five-part harmony things going on, definitely four-part throughout. It should be really cool.
Right.
And it's a great room. And like I told Joe at the Lyceum Arts Folk Club, this thing was built for rooms like his, mm-hmm. you know, where people are really there to hear music and to experience something new, you know. So it should be fun.
It should be fantastic, and I encourage everyone to get on over there for sure. Let's do another thing, a sample of what people are going to hear tonight. How's that?
Cool. Now, this is one that you're familiar with already, Sean, but after you were talking about these guys breathing new life into of God and man, Dirty Water's a lot of fun with this many players and this many voices. I hadn't planned for this. Thought I'd wash my hands of it. Dirty water all down my drain. Dirty water never cleaned nothing. Raised by poor men, broken from paying for pointless war and original sin. Dirty water all out my veins. Dirty water never changed a thing, child.
Lead me down, I am
blind, blind, blind.
Hold me down,
hold me down,
down
in that river.
Lift me up
before I die.
Lift me up
wipe my eyes. We'll be right back.
thinking mean things. Sleepwalking, talking like a madman, stuck on a bad dream. Dirty water all in my brain. Dirty water and it's running like a freight train. Like a freight train. Before I die. Wipe my eyes. I hadn't planned for this. Thought I'd washed my hands of it.
That's exactly why I do this show.
A lot of fun.
Right there. Chris Castle, the Womack Family Band, live in the WSEA studios. A song called Dirty Water. Absolutely fantastic.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you. Thanks for having us, man.
Oh, are you kidding me? This is a gift to me. So this is a thing they're doing called the Drenched Earth Tour, and they're performing tonight over at the Elysian Knots Folk Club. They were over at the Blue Mermaid last night, and they're doing the scene. What happens after tonight, Ed?
Actually, we're gonna hightail it back across a few states to get to Akron, Ohio, for Sunday.
Ah, okay.
So, and this thing was planned out around that, sort of as you know, some nice bookends. We started out in Cleveland with their record release party on the 15th, and we've been through Albany and throughout Connecticut and up here into New Hampshire. You know, I'm a married guy with four kids, and I want to be home a month, out of the year, basically. And what we're trying to do is really like 2 to 3 weeks out and then a week or two off and right. 2 to 3, I mean, there have been times when it feels like you don't even have a month where you've been home the whole year.
Right.
Well,
I imagine, you said you have a brand new baby.
Brand new baby,
4 month
baby
old,
Ramona,
which is
yeah.
good for you. And, that has, when you're separated from a new baby, that can seem like a long time,
man.
Too.
Well, yeah.
And it is a long time.
Yeah.
4 months is a long time. I mean, not that you've been gone for 4 months,
right.
but, any period of time when a baby's that young is is a long time.
Well, you know that the song that I had on Crazy Wind, Everywhere But Home, that rings
that,
true
that
more every time you
that,
leave,
yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Every time you leave. But, it always feels like 2 days on the road feels like a week.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 3 days on the road feels like a week, and if you're out for 2 weeks, it feels like you've been out for a month and a half anyway. So I feel like I haven't seen them in a while. Like okay. I said, I got to see Dan Walker's kids this morning and to play with them in the backyard for a while. And, that makes you miss
right,
your
absolutely.
Own that much more.
I know. Well, we appreciate their sacrifice and your sacrifice, too, for coming here and sharing your music with us, for sure. We're live in the studio with Chris Castle and the Womack Family Band. They're performing tonight over in Rollinsford at the Elysian Knots Folk Club. The Womack Family Band have a brand new disc out and brand spanking new, right? I mean, how this is...
September 15th
yeah.
it was released.
Mm-hmm. Something wrong with that microphone for some reason, but yeah. I'm hearing you, but that's not. I'm not sure what it is. Try that. I mean...
Is that better, sir?
No.
Well,
I don't know what it
John
is.
And Paul,
I'm not getting you.
Him and I will share the microphone.
So Haley's at the mic now with her guitar in hand.
That's right. I think we're going to do a song for you.
Okay, that would
okay?
be good. Sure.
All right.
I was hoping for a song, actually.
Good, good. I think we're going to do a song called Hold On.
All right.
Now winds blow right through me, feeling cool coming off the lake.
Strolling by, won't even look them in the eye. You catch a glimpse and you lose a little faith. These days I seem to float around. Now here nor there, don't make a sound. Carelessness, confusion, my confession is at stake. Catch a glimpse and you lose a little faith. Yeah, you catch a glimpse and you lose a little faith. Move on. Everything you know is already gone. I don't remember you. Hold on. Hold on. Walking by a stream of understanding, I wish I could wash my hands in. Maybe I feel decent, you'll forgive all my mistakes. You catch a glimpse and you lose a little faith. I stand by you side by side. I wonder how the sky looks to you tonight. Two different worlds in the same exact place. You catch a glimpse and you lose a little faith. You catch a glimpse and you lose a little faith. Everything you know is already gone. I don't remember you. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
Absolutely beautiful. That was the Womack Family Band live in the WSCA studios. Fantastic. Thank you
so much.
You got a great voice.
Thank you very much.
Very something. Makes me feel good.
Well, I'm glad.
Womack Family Band, they have a brand new disc out, self-titled disc. And you can learn more about that at womackband.com. Or you can go over to the show tonight over at the Listen Mice Folk Club and check them out. Chris Castle will be joining them. Or they'll be joining Chris one way or the other. It's going to be a big drenched earth tour, so it should be good. And the weather is supposed to be fantastic tonight, so get on over there and check them out. Time right now is about 4:30. I don't know what you guys' plans are, but do you want to do another one? I know you guys
feel like playing another one off the disc.
I could do that, sure, if you want.
That'd be cool.
You guys want to do the opening track? That might be a good.
The opening track? Track number one.
Sure, yeah. Show number one.
This
shows a little bit of the fun that we had with those instruments.
And I figured out what was wrong with that mic. I'm an idiot. all right. So the name of this song is called Des Velo. It's a brand new track from the Womack Family Band.
Shoes off and chewed upon his lip and he said, I
right. Song called Desvelo. That's the family, the Womack family band. And that's the first track off their brand new disc. That's cool. Thank you. That's a cool sound for sure. Chris was out in the lobby while that song was playing. He came in and he said, geez, you know, it would be great if I could get one of my another local friend of mine in here to play. And I said, yeah, give him a call, see if he can get down here. And he said, well, yeah, he's right here. George Brown. Great. Nice to see you again.
Now, you know, the thing with this is that the Drenched Earth Tour, the whole concept is that that we're sort of all in this sea of noise and misinformation in this world, man. We're getting bombarded with sounds and sights. And I think it's at a faster rate than we've ever seen. The editing for commercials is insanely fast. It's no wonder the whole culture is ADD, self-included. You know, I mean, we really are struggling with the sea of noise that's just flooding us on a daily basis. What we want to do collectively is we want to provide a little tiny piece of dry land to listeners. That we're not saying that we're good. We're not saying, you know, we're just saying that. We're trying to be real. We're trying to be as real as possible with this music and gimmick-free. And so it makes perfect sense that George would come rolling in here because...
with a guitar in hand.
George is one of those guys, man. This guy's a piece of dry land in a sea of noise and misinformation, you know, so...
I put that in press kit right there, man. I like
George
that
Brown.
One.
Can I use that quote?
Yes, you can. No one will know who the guy is that you're quoting. You know, you say Chris Castle.
Right.
All right. Well, George, welcome.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for it's nice to be back.
It's been a while. Yeah. Definitely. Too long.
Yeah.
I'm glad things are going well. I'm assuming they're going well. If you're here with Chris Castle and the Womack Family Band, things are going well.
Oh, it's been great. I had a chance to play with him on Wednesday night at a house concert.
Yeah.
And that was great. It was great to sit in somebody's living room and listen to these guys
Likewise.
Do their thing.
Yeah,
same here, man.
Now Chris said you're doing something tonight as well, or
yeah, we're at the Blue Mermaid tonight.
Oh, so you're going to be at the Blue Mermaid?
Yeah, okay. The George Brown Band.
All right.
So we're doing that, and then Saturday we'll be at the Governor's Inn in Rochester.
Nice. Okay. Cool. We got to bring the George Brown Band in here.
Yes, sometime. We do.
Yeah. We'll have to talk about that.
Oh, man, talk about spot on harmonies.
Yeah.
Real nice.
Well, last time George was here, it was just you, right?
Just me, yeah. So the band's a fairly new thing, but a year and a half old. So.
We'll come in and we'll chat about that whenever you're free.
Yep.
But right now, let's you have your guitar in hand. Let's see what you got going on.
Sure, I'll do a song. This one's called I Believe.
Looks like the sun is gonna rise. Looks like this darkness will break. Looks like these shadows will burn away with the night. You know they will. And I believe in love in every color. And I believe that the darkness will make way for the light. Looks like this storm will roll away. Looks like these dark clouds will fade. Like these blue skies will wrap their arms around the day. You know they will. And I believe in love in every color. I believe that the darkness will make way for the light. Looks like the sun is gonna rise. Looks like this darkness will fade. Looks like these shadows will burn away with the night. You know they will. And I believe in love in any color. I believe that the darkness will make way for the light. I believe in love in any color. I believe that the darkness will make way for the light.
Very nice. George Brown, live in the WCA studios. Fantastic.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Chris.
It's a dry piece of dry land.
You are absolutely welcome. Thanks for hanging out with us this week, man. This is seriously what it's all about, and I believe it's the future of what's going to go down with the music industry is if we don't all stick together and realize we're in this together, then you know, we're probably all going to fail individually. You know, and yeah. It's about seeking out other like-minded individuals who are also making art, and you know, the old models of the business are falling. You know, they're crumbling. I'm watching guys like, I won't even mention any names, but just mainstream acts who have scored big hits. They have to cancel tours. You know, they're not able to get the revenue to you know, book an entire tour. They're having to I know guys on record labels who are having to fan fund their albums, their recordings, because the labels can't afford to record. Eventually, we're going to have to find another way to do this.
Yeah, well, there's a new paradigm coming, I think. It's inevitable. Yeah. And it is about community, and it is about bringing people together, like-minded people together to share this stuff. And I think George being here, thank you so much. I appreciate it. It was great that he showed up. Again, he's at the Blue Mermaid tonight. So if you want to get over and check out George, you can. Chris
and
Castle.
I do appreciate you you being the kind of DJ, the kind of host that allows that sort of spontaneity, man. You know, it's a cool
you know,
thing.
What have I got to turn down someone that, you know, when there's good music to be had?
That's
you know,
right. That's
I
right.
I have it.
That's right.
I try to keep it. You know what I mean? So it's good stuff. So I appreciate that. And I appreciate George coming by. And I appreciate all you guys. Time right now is about 20 minutes before the hour. And let's do another live thing and then we'll call it a day. How's
yeah,
that?
Cool. Yeah, sounds good. This is a song that I wrote for my little girl. I've written a song for all of my children thus far. Baby Ramona doesn't have one yet, but she's only 4 months. You know, it's a weird thing because you can have a father's pride once you've invested time. Before that, they're just darn cute. You know, she's 4 months. She's just darn cute right now, you know. As they get older, you start realizing that you've invested some time in them. And you know what to write for them. So this is called Emmeline. And it's from the new collection as well. Be still now, babe. Lay your head back down. The whole town's asleep now and the traffic's thinning out. There's nothing on that screen, nothing real anyway. Just talking news, and we all know that news these days. Everybody's doing the killing, everybody's doing the dying. Sleep now, I'm alive. The world will need your eyes. More than all their money and their wine. There's evil all around. It's easy to see. And it shows itself in doses all along these streets. People fall about clothed in their sin,
They'll tell you things to make you think you're just like them. But don't believe them, baby. Daddy's heard it all his life. Sleep now, Emmeline. The world will need your dignity come morning. More than all their deities and shrines. Everybody's doing the killing. Everybody's doing the dying. Sleep now, Emmeline. The world will need your eyes come the morning light. More than they've ever needed.
Very nice. Chris Castle, live in the WCA studios, along with the Womack Family Band. They're going to be performing tonight over in Rollinsford at the Elysium Arts Folk Club. I encourage you to get on over there and check them out. Womack Family Band, you can go to their website, womackband.com. They have a brand new disc out. I encourage you to get that. And you can find Chris Castle at dirtsandwich.com, appropriately enough.
That's right.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you guys here, really. Thank you so much for coming and taking the time to be in here and share your music with us. And I hope the show tonight goes phenomenally well.
Thanks a lot, Sean. Thanks for having me, as always. Thanks for taking a chance on some new kids, you know.
There was no risk whatsoever. I knew that. So, and it's an open invitation. If you can ever shake yourself loose from Chris and you find yourself out here on your own, you're always invited, and if you want to bring Chris with you next time, too, you can.
Oh, cool. Next time, they'll probably have me on the luggage track.
All right. Well, it's been a pleasure, I tell you. This has been such a great day for me, personally. It's just been a really great day for live in-studio music, and I'm just going to go to some new stuff, I think, while I go say goodbye to these guys. Ray LaMontagne has a brand new album out. This is called Like Rock and Roll Radio. Like Rock and Roll and Radio, God willing, and The Creek Don't Rise is the name of the disc.